Yeah, obviously not what I had envisioned or hoped. Ultimately, it shows how precious taking care of the football is. You know, four turnovers in the first half, not going to win many football games. You know, three of those fall on me, and ultimately I have to do a better job taking care of the football and giving us a chance to win.
Can you take us through the two interceptions?
Yeah, the first one was just kind of a quick game concept that we've, you know, we've run a good amount, and, you know, Quan just broke on the play. Second one, receiver kind of turned around the nickel a little bit, so I thought when he broke out that he was going to win. Obviously, not the case. Need to move on in my progression and avoid those situations.
What do you need to see on the pick six to make that decision
work? I think if I'm not 100% sure he's going to win, to just move on. There was another guy. You know, the second read in the progression was open, and if he's not winning right away, then I need to get off him and move on the progression.
What was the second read there?
I was just a guy coming on a little, shallow cross.
Like, how much of those attributable to not having one
of
these guys?
That was no excuse at all. That was Kendall Wright, who I've run that route. That was Josh Bellamy, a guy that I've gotten a lot of work with. That's not an excuse at all.
Like you mentioned coming down here being kind of extra motivational player. What were your frustrations about the way things kind of slowed?
Like I said, I mean, obviously not what I envisioned, but it wasn't a revenge game at all for me. It wasn't, it wasn't like I pressed at all. It was just, three bad plays were costly. Other than that, we moved the ball well. It's just we didn't put ourselves in a situation to really compete in the game, and that falls on me.
Did you feel at any point that John might make a change?
No. Just keep fighting. I mean, next play, it starts with one completion and we'll go from there. So, it was good to fight all the way till the end. I don't think our guys, gave up. Our offensive line did a real good job in that situation when they know we're passing on every play and not give up any sacks. So, our guys fought and that was good to see. Yeah, I was, I was in the middle of trying to throw it, and I'll see it on film, see if I could have moved in the pocket a little differently, maybe got the ball out of my hands a little quicker. I'm not sure. I was trying to kind of move around and get the ball out of my hands on that play.
I know you've been really good. You took everything out. You already said you keep that focus. But are you worried at all that moving forward, box might consider a change?
No. I mean, there's been no communication of that, so there's no reason to worry about it. Like I said, I think those guys did a really good job stepping in with Ronis and Bradley. The one positive I guess you could take from that second half was we didn't give up. Our receivers were battling, offensive line was battling. Like I said, that's a tough situation for an offensive lineman to be in. Bradley, first time I think ever playing guard, and the defense knows you're passing on every play. So I'm proud of those guys and appreciate everything they did.
From what you can tell, was there more attention paid to Tariq this week because of the great game they had against the Redskins?
I think so. I think they noticed him. There was one time where there was a nickel matched up on him, where last week it might have been a linebacker. There was even one play where Brent Grimes was on him. So, we'll see how teams handle him going forward.
Were you able to use him in a variety of ways again today like you did last week, or was it?
Yeah, I think we were. It's just we got ourselves in a situation where we were down so much and we kind of just had to go to our two-minute offense where, that's not really what we do. We just have to, get ourselves to be part, in the game and giving us a chance to run our full offense. Yeah, I think we just have to, regroup and move on to Pittsburgh. I mean, there's nothing we can do to change this game now. All we can do is learn from our mistakes, build on what we did good, and get ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers coming to Chicago.
After last week, John kind of declared you guys a good team. After this game, you guys start to have doubts or anything like that?
We had four turnovers. We had a turnover on their, 5-yard line or so. We had a pick six and another, we just didn't put our team in a good situation to succeed. And that falls on me, and gotta clean that up.
I really impressed with the fans getting there.
yeah, I thought that was good for Tanner to step up. I think, you know, I had a couple catches there at the end, and it was good to see, you know, right off the bench, hopped in, kind of in a two-minute drill, and made a couple plays against a Pro Bowl corner. So that was good to see.
All right, thanks, everybody.